Unit 4. Environment. Biodiversity. As more and more plants and animals become extinct, biodiversity, the variety of life forms on Earth, is reduced. Unless we do more to protect the natural habitats of plants and animals, 30% of all natural life forms will be extinct by 2050. What effect will this have? The loss of biodiversity would have dangerous effects on both nature and humans. The Earth is like a giant machine, and all of its life forms are related to one another, playing important roles in making the machine work. For example, the worms and bacteria that live in soil produce nitrogen, which strengthens the crops. If the worms and bacteria that live in soil become extinct, we won't be able to grow crops properly anymore. Similarly, tiny sea plants, such as plankton, absorb carbon dioxide from the air. If plant plankton becomes extinct, we won't have enough clean air to breathe. Biodiversity also plays a vital role in maintaining human health. A wide variety of life forms are used to produce medicine. Around a quarter of the medicines that we currently use, including antibiotics, contain natural organisms. Also, many other medicines, such as painkillers and penicillin, were created from analysis of natural organisms. The fewer organisms we have on Earth, the more difficult it will be to develop new medicines in the future. In short, if biodiversity is lost, the world will be a very different place. Things like nitrogen for soil and medicine for sick people would become extremely expensive as supplies ran low, and countries would have to compete with each other for access to them. This could lead to many problems and even wars. We should do something to protect the Earth's biodiversity, or life will get worse. Further reading.
Although we think of the Arctic and Antarctic as empty, lifeless places where only polar bears and penguins can survive, over 200 different species now live there. In fact, the level of biodiversity is higher in the Antarctic than in the Galapagos Islands, which are famous for the range of species that exist there. In the Arctic and Antarctic, scientists found gray whales, birds, worms, and many other animals. They believe that animals are moving to the Arctic and Antarctic because global warming has made them seek cooler habitats. In addition, some parts of the sea are now exposed to sunlight for the first time in 100,000 years due to the melting of the ice. Scientists from around the world are using high-tech methods to study sea creatures and discover more about the oceans. There is a large amount to learn about life in the poles.